And now to the big screen and new movies this week. The online magazine Slate compiles summary judgment. Here is Mark Jordan Ligon.
Congratulations, moviegoers. You made Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles the number one movie at the box office last week. The pride is back, America. Now, can any of this weekend's releases knock the Turtles off that all-important pedestal? Maybe Meet the Robinsons. The latest computer animation film from Disney tells the story of an orphan boy inventor who is taken to the future. Angela Bassett and Tom Kenny provide some of the voices.
All right, Einstein, you owe Michael big time.
Well, unlocking the secrets of the brain took a lot longer than I expected. But it's finished, Mildred. I recalibrated the headset.
The nation's critics pretty much enjoy the ride. Zippy if forgettable, shrugs the Los Angeles Times, but Variety calls Meet the Robinsons sharp-minded and plenty entertaining, and the Philadelphia Inquirer raves. Simply put, it's terrific. Top screenwriter Scott Frank, who made a name for himself adapting classic Elmore Leonard crime capers like Get Shorty and Out of Sight, makes his directorial debut with an original crime thriller of his own, The Lookout. Joseph Gordon-Levitt stars as a young janitor who is pulled into a plan to rob the bank where he works.
It's all banks?
Mm-hmm. That's right, Chris. They're all banks.
Why are you taking pictures of a bunch of banks?
I'm going to rob one of them.
The Lookout looks great to the critics. LA Weekly shouts funny, tender, and littered with elegantly written characters. The Chicago Tribune finds it small but satisfying. And USA Today applauds a haunting, engrossing, and intelligent thriller. And hey, if you've been wondering what in the heck Will Ferrell can dress up as next, seeing he's been an elf, an anchorman, and then a race car driver, well, how about a male figure skater? That's right. Ferrell teams up with former Napoleon Dynamite star John Heder in the skating comedy Blades of Glory.
Each tattoo tells a different tale. They're like chapters of my life.
Really? So, what's that one about?
That one represents the Dragon Lady. You might know her as Michelle Kwan.
That's Michelle Kwan? Most decorated figure skater in U.S. history? You tapped that?
Sure did.
Just like the judges at a skating competition, the critics are split, but many embrace the silliness. Even though the Seattle Post-Intelligencer sighs, sporadically funny but never really inspired, the Wall Street Journal finds it blissfully silly, triumphantly tasteless, and improbably hilarious. And the New York Times cheers fast, light, and frequently funny. So, you know, it's okay to poke a little fun at professional skating, but some of us show it the respect it deserves. In fact, if it wasn't for my darn hamstring injury back in 88, I would have skated as Tevye in the national tour of Fiddler on the Ice. I'm telling you, when I would hit my double lutz, followed by a quad toe loop during sunrise, sunset, not a dry eye in the arena.
Mark Jordan Ligon, well, he spins a mean double axel when he's not writing here in Los Angeles.